This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Will Buss, you had a column in the McDonough County Voice last week where you talked about layoffs at newspapers, including some layoffs that hit close to home.
Absolutely. Monday, that Monday, this a lot of these things went down. First of all, the New York Daily News most prominently announced just in one decision, one fell swoop, that they were going to slash their newsroom in half. It seems like the layoffs that have been occurring at newspapers and have been trickling more so than this very drastic move that the New York Daily News made. Specifically, I should say, Tronc, their owner, formerly known as Tribune Publishing. And what they decided to do was, again, take half their newsroom and send the other half with pink slips. And it just seems very irresponsible and very drastic rather than what has tended to be the case where a few reporters here or there or editors may lose their positions.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Tronc talks about how we're going to emphasize breaking news and we're going to be out there online. Well, you need reporters to cover breaking news and to provide that content, whether it's online or on a piece of paper. You need reporters to do that work.
Absolutely, and that's my response to that. Well, good luck to you with that because you don't have nearly enough reporters to do that to serve a great major metropolitan area like New York. And this also coincided with some layoffs that happened at my former employer, of which – they have been trickling with layoffs in the last about 10 years since the recession in 08. But it's really getting real when you see people that have invested 20 and 30 years into the paper, of which a couple of folks that were colleagues of mine, one was an editor of mine, who just was sent and let go. And you just wonder what's going to be left. There's not much left to that paper that I just left just 2.5 years ago. But when editors start losing their work, especially those that have been longstanding and committed like that, you start to wonder. But I was really outraged with what Tronc has done at the Daily News, the fact that they're taking so many people at one time. I think it just shows a very reckless, irresponsible disregard for journalism in general, and the fact that you're doing a great disservice to the citizens and to the readership. And even if the citizens and the readership, of which fewer people read newspapers, they don't realize this great injustice that's being gone on. I don't think it's just whining about fellow colleagues losing jobs. This is not what this is about. This is about doing a job and a service that fewer people are now doing for a population that needs their public servants to be held in check, and they just need some information. And they're not getting that.
Journalism is such an important service to our country. And it is really hard to see people laid off in this industry, and really in any industry, but especially at a time like now where we are being questioned so much for, are we telling the truth? Do we have an agenda? All those kinds of things that we're hearing, the fake news thing. We need people on the ground. We need people who are fact-checking. We need people who are editing, making sure things are right when we put it out. When you lay off those people, mistakes happen. More mistakes happen. I've seen it myself. And this is just really perpetuating a problem in journalism with our industry, is that it creates an environment where there can be more mistakes.
Yeah, because those deadlines still exist. You have fewer people trying to meet those deadlines. They get rushed. They make bad decisions. No one is standing over their shoulders, you know, perhaps to do an edit or suggest, you know, a better way of approaching a story.
And this is what happens when you make these layoffs. But now these layoffs are reaching, at least in my former newsroom, in the higher echelons of the longstanding workers. You're losing institutional knowledge. I don't think that's overstating it. And my former employer is losing an editor that had been there 30 plus years and a photographer that had been here for 19 years. And they knew the community. They knew the area. And these are not just low-level, entry-level positions that are being dropped anymore. This is really getting serious, and it's just going to erode and affect the journalism and the product immensely.
Yeah, and the targets for many layoffs that I've seen have always been people who've been there for a while, and usually they're making a little bit more money. So, you know, you cut those people out of the newsroom, and all of a sudden now you have a bunch of low-level, entry-level people running the newsroom, and you can see that that causes a really poor environment sometimes.
Yeah, and as we've said before on this program, certainly companies want to make money, and there's nothing wrong with trying to make money, but it seems like it's coming at the expense of good journalism. And are they going to be able to make any money if they're laying off veteran reporters, people with institutional memory, and they end up putting out a poor or sloppy product?
Absolutely, and I've been I've had the benefit of and the privilege of helping out the local newsroom here at the local newspaper at The Voice this summer, because I've had the time and I've enjoyed kind of getting myself back into the game and writing some stories and shooting some photographs. I was kind of filling in for somebody who had just left there, as a matter of fact. But if you could guess, they're not going to fill that position once I leave and come back to campus coming up here real soon. So, again, they've been told to sink or swim. And that's what's happening in a lot of newsrooms, I'm afraid. They're just going by and getting by with as little as possible. Again, but people need to realize and should be upset. The general resident and the community here needs to be upset about the disservice that's being made here.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.